Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome to Senior Living Connecticut, a show that explores solutions for Connecticut's families and adults striving for the best in senior living. I'm Bill Corbett, manager at Evergreen Crossings Independent Senior Living and author of the book, The 2.0 Entrepreneur. We're sitting down with industry area subject matter experts in this show to find out what they've learned along the way and get them to share it with us to help families in the Connecticut area. So sitting down with me today is Tracy O'Brien, and she heads up a program called Senior Wishes CT. It grants wishes to seniors who qualify, and actually, you've granted some very interesting things so far. So welcome to the show, Tracy.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. So tell us a little bit about that, about Senior Wishes and how that works.
Yeah, so it's a nonprofit 501c3 here in Connecticut. We just launched officially this past August at the Oyster Festival. It fell on National Senior Citizens Day, so we thought it was a great day to do it. And we grant wishes to underprivileged senior citizens here in Connecticut who have wishes or needs that they simply can't afford to or have the capacity to fulfill for themselves.
What led you to start this?
My grown-up job. So during the day, I work with seniors in the Medicare, Medicaid space. And I would be working in low-income housing and senior centers and places with all different types of seniors. And we would help them with all the different programs and insurance that were possible to support them with. And then things would happen, like their TV would break or they would get a flat tire. So I found myself helping these seniors through my connections to get these items replaced or repaired, and just recognize there was an opportunity to maybe take that a step further.
Interesting. So how does someone qualify to be considered for this program?
So they have to be a senior by 65 and up. It's not the AARP senior where they start sending you things at 50. And they have to fall into the parameters financially within what we call the Medicare Savings Program here in Connecticut. So as an individual or as a married couple, as long as they're within those parameters and they cannot fulfill this wish for themselves, they can make the wish, or somebody can even make the wish for them.
So if they're qualified, where do they start? Do they start going to the website to apply? And of course, my next question is going to be, what if they don't have the internet?
Sure. So they can call, they can request a paper application. We still do snail mail. A lot of our wishes came from resident services coordinators of housing authorities. We got all that information to them. They can certainly go to the website. So whatever works for them, they can apply online, paper application, send an email.
And you said that family can apply for them, right?
Yes.
So if my mom, and I know that she just doesn't have the funds to do what she truly wants to do, and she might qualify, I can go online to seniorwishesct.org, correct?
Correct.
I can go there and click the application button and apply to have my folks in there. Do you get a lot of applications constantly?
We have not been getting as many applications as we thought we would, but again, we're brand new. You know, one of the biggest problems we have right now is we actually have money and we need more wishes.
Oh, really?
Yes. So when we started, we had an angel donor who promised us a $10,000 matching donation once we raised our first $10,000 organically, and we received that check last week. We have money and wishes to grant.
What if somebody wants to donate?
They can go to the website and they can click the donate button, or they can send a check. The post office box address is at the bottom of it, and of course, we have Venmo and PayPal and all those ways for people to send donations.
How can people get in touch with you? Obviously, through the website, seniorwishesct.org, correct? Mm-hmm. Are there other ways to get in touch with you?
They can call me or text me. My cell is 860-659-7006. 860-659-7006.
In case the media wants to contact you.
860-659-7006.
Now, you were featured on television.
Yes, we've been on a few times.
You have. On local news programs?
Local news. So Channel 4, which is NBC, and as well as Channel 3, CBS. We've been on a couple times. We've done some local channels as well. So out of North Haven, they have a community TV that we've done.
What if somebody applies from Massachusetts?
They have to be in Connecticut.
They do have to be in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good...
Yes, it's a Connecticut-based... They could be anywhere in Connecticut, but it is definitely a Connecticut-based nonprofit.
So tell us about some of the wishes you've granted.
Yeah, so there's been a bunch. Actually, today, one of my... We call them wish genies because we're granting wishes. she granted a flat-screen TV to a gentleman. So that was really exciting. His flat screen had broken. My favorite wish was a gentleman. He was in his 90s, actually not far from here at one of the senior centers, and he had always wanted a pair of cowboy boots.
Really?
So right at Christmas time, we granted his wish for a pair of cowboy boots, and he put them on, and his idol was one of the country western singers, Charlie Pride, and he put those boots on and he belted out a Charlie Pride song. And then we got his picture in front of the Christmas tree and with their fake Santa. That was a great wish. But we also look at wishes, not just fun wishes. There was a woman in the northwest corner. She needed tires for her car. She had actually taken her car into the shop and the shop owner refused to let her leave because the tires were so bad on her car. We got involved in that because it wasn't just her. Like, she's this person in the community that actually drives residents to doctor's appointments and the grocery store. So we really felt that that was, you know, it was helping an entire community by giving her that wish.
How do you decide what you'll grant? Is it based on first in, first out kind of thought process? Or what if you get multiple? Is it there's a certain level of what you're willing to pay for or purchase?
Yeah, most of our wishes, we try to keep it between $300 and $500. We've had some wishes that were far less than $100. Sometimes it takes negotiating with some of the people to help us grant wishes. There's a woman right now, she's out of the Brantford area, and she needs a new indoor propane stove. They're about $500, which that's in our range, but installation is another $200. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, the wish comes in and it's not a no, it's we have to go and talk to the people that can actually do this and see if they'll work within our parameters to help these wishes come true. And most people are extremely amiable, and you know, certainly we give all the accolades to our partners who help us.
If you're just tuning in, we're interviewing and talking with Tracy O'Brien. She is the creator of Senior Wishes CT that grants wishes to seniors in Connecticut. Do you ever speak with, now let's just, you just mentioned the furnace. Mm-hmm. Do you ever talk with service providers that might be willing to do something to provide a service, not necessarily a monetary donation, but the same, but somebody you meet that says, you know what, if you ever have a wish for somebody who needs tires, we'll install them for free or something like that. Do you ever have that kind of donation?
We would love those types of donations. Like I said, we're relatively new. We're plotting and planning our 1 year anniversary as we speak. So yeah, we're always looking for people to partner with because we know that sometimes time is equally as valuable as money. You know, like with this propane stove that we're working on, we'll pay for the stove, but we're hoping that the person that needs to install it will donate their time.
Interesting. So that opens up a lot of opportunity in networking. If you meet people and they find out what you do, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that you probably go, you know, if you're ever willing to donate a set of tires or mm-hmm. 2 hours of installation of something, and you keep that like in a directory that you know you could call on someone for help if it comes along, right?
Absolutely. I have, being in Connecticut and working in this industry for a lot of years, I've developed just an amazing village. So I actually have, you know, if anybody needs a motorized wheelchair, I have one on ice, so to speak. One of the people that I partner with for some wellness programming, her dad passed away, and it's practically a brand new wheelchair. He waxed it. Like, it's in really, wow, really great conditions. Those relationships and those conversations often create unique opportunities for donations.
Now, interesting. So if someone ever has like a hospital bed that's in excellent condition and never got used, mm-hmm. or a Mobi or something like that, mm-hmm. do you have the capacity to store anything?
I don't, but I have partners that do. So there's companies that refurbish all this stuff that a lot of people don't even realize. There's a place in Guilford called Charlie's Closet. They have all this stuff that gets donated to them, and it's all free to the community.
Wow, wow, that's interesting. That opens up a lot of different doors of opportunity for people to give in different ways. Now, I know that there are some agencies that might pull their members together to paint a house or something. Does it go that far? Do you actually have lists of people willing to donate services that would be in your back pocket if you ever needed it? Like a team of, let's say, all the employees of a particular agency or something that would be willing to come together and paint a senior's house or you know, give them something they certainly can't afford to have.
That's actually something that we're looking at right now, because we do have a senior who needs their home painted.
Oh, interesting.
And I can tell you, they don't want me to do it. You know, looking at our resources and through my networking opportunities, we're looking at seeing if we can find someone who will at least donate their time, where the nonprofit Senior Wishes will send the paint as part of it. But if somebody would donate their time, we would be able to grant that wish and stay within our parameters.
Well, are there any other wishes you have out there waiting for the right opportunity that you want to mention quickly?
Yeah, we have a couple that, you know, they're outside of what we're able to do. So we have somebody who's looking for a van that is wheelchair accessible. So that's definitely outside of our range and capacity, at least for now. The woman who needs her home painted is another one. And then we have another wish for someone who needs some type of water heater. So my co-founder is working on that one. And it's certainly upwards, especially with the installation, upwards of what our parameters are.
Interesting. Well, we've been talking with Tracy O'Brien with Senior Wishes CT. Tracy, one more time, how people can get in touch with you?
They can text me or call. My cell is 860-659-7006. That's typically the best way to get a hold of me, since it's like another limb. 860-659-7006.
If you have a service or a product that you'd like to donate to seniorwishesct.org, go there, click the donation button or donor button, and make that connection with Tracy. Well, this is excellent. Thank you for coming on the show and talking about
that.
Thank
you for having me.
I think it's a wonderful program. You've been listening to Senior Living Connecticut, a show that explores solutions for Connecticut's family and adults to help them get the most out of life, to have, and to really enjoy the life they have now. Listen to us next week. We'll see you then.